Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season.
This time, we're looking at the first episode of Starlight Review from Kinma Citrus, which is streaming on HIDIVE. And this will be a review in three parts. Part one is, can I recommend this show? But it's a hard show to talk about, and if you've seen other reviews, or maybe just believe us, it's kind of one of those shows where if you jump in without a lot of knowledge, you'll get a different experience from it from going in with our review. So if you're one of those people who's brave enough or bored enough or trust us enough, go in like that. And you can just end the review here and maybe come back to check your opinion afterwards. But otherwise, part two of the review,
which starts now,
will be us talking about the show, kind of giving you the initial idea of what the show was like and kind of dancing around the surprises. And then I think we'll have a little spoiler section at the very end, which would be the third part, where we talk about everything.
Good idea. Yeah, I think, you know, the series starts about this Seisho Music Academy. So we're introduced to a whole bunch of young women who are students here. Our main character is Karen, and they are all vying to be the star of the theater program that they are in. So that they are like being trained in all ways of acting, dance, singing, everything to be, you know, they're all kind of rivals with each other.
And the shows and the school kind of have a Takarazuka review vibe to it. It's obviously heavily influenced by that, but these girls, like,
oh yeah, and it's all women.
Yeah, it's
all women. All women cast for everything. So,
but as Kim mentioned, they're learning. They're not just being pumped out to be in that type of play. They're given all kinds of acting and singing and dancing and, you know, traditional arts. But they definitely have Takarazuka review vibe going.
And I feel kind of very typical in a performing arts or a music series is that Karen, when she was very young, you know, we see her as a child with her childhood friend, and they are at a play, and it really inspires her. And this childhood friend of hers has moved away and is not really in the picture at the moment.
But they made like a childhood promise that they'd both be stars one day. And then, you know, if they ever meet up again, they'd share their progress into the road to fame.
And I know you guys will be startled beyond belief, but that childhood friend is a mysterious transfer student into their class. And she comes back from England, where she was at an even more, they imply that it's an even more elite type of acting academy than this one is. But this one is pretty elite.
And there seems to be a bit of tension. It's not clear why she came back. Nobody seems to really know.
And they haven't been in touch. You know, they haven't stayed in touch.
Hikari is super aloof, not just with Karen. It's not like she's like, oh, I'm staying away from Karen, but I'm super friendly with everybody else. She does her lessons very well, like expertly, but she doesn't really socialize with anybody else. And some of the higher level students are like, oh, she's technically good, but she's missing a spark since she doesn't really connect with anybody else.
And Karen's character is a very friendly, boisterous type, very bouncy, very excitable. So she, you know, when her friend comes back, she's so happy to see her. She's ready for them to, you know, become sort of friend rivals and make their dreams come true. And, you know, she's like almost like aggressively friendly, and Hikari is just basically shutting the door in her face. And Karen is just doggedly pursuing her.
Karen's roommate seems to have a bit of a little crush on her. So this old friend coming back and Karen just being like utterly obsessed with like gaining her favor and attention kind of puts her out. I mean, Karen originally is like, hey, you should just move into the room with us. And she's like, and her roommate's like, well, look, there's only room for two of us. And ask me. And this is weird.
Now, I want to mention that, so in the midst of this, kind of about in the middle, like before Hikari comes back to the school, Karen has this very vivid, mysterious dream. So it's Tokyo Tower, and she gets thrown off the tower. It's very, like, misty and feels very symbolic. Also, at that time, sort of the visuals, I think, of the show start to slightly change, because right before she has that dream, Kari is rolling her suitcase, and the wheel becomes a graphic, which becomes like a gear, and then we have this gear motif that happens, and then we get into the dream. So then from that point, I feel like there's just...
like a subtle little change in tone?
Yeah, and so that's really... I think we were not totally aware of it, but it's supposed to sort of slightly shift the viewpoint of the story and leads into something a little bit more unexpected. You know, it starts off, I feel like, very, like, almost idol, yeah. Idol-esque, even though this is not an idol series, but pretty much feels like a little bit Love Live-esque. And then it changes very, very significantly by the end of the story, so...
Somebody we watched with mentioned that has a very mixed review. And I wonder how many people who are big Idol fans were like, oh, I'm an Idol fan, but maybe, like, I'll get the same thing, only this is with actresses instead of singers. And then when the show fully shows what kind of show it is, they were like, peace out! And how many other people who maybe were hoping for something different was like, oh, this is just an idol show. Peace out! And the people who liked it were the people who stuck with the show and then liked what the show kind of revealed itself to be.
And I think it's worth saying that had the show not revealed itself to be what it is by the end of this first episode, I would not be recommending it. I would have been like, it was fine, or whatever. Like,
the animation was fine, yeah. The directing is competent, it seems like a fun idol show, but with actresses instead of singers.
And it just wouldn't have necessarily grabbed my attention. But I feel as though, even though... I don't fully endorse everything that happened in the episode. I am definitely curious to see what the results of all of this are going to be, because it's just not what you think it is from the first half.
Oh, before we go into any kind of spoiler section, I think it's worth noting, Tokyo Tower's back, baby!
Yeah, this is the second show that had Tokyo Tower in it. I guess... They're trying to get that, you know, the Tokyo Tower is like, here's some money. Put us in again.
Damn, Skytree stealing all our fame.
Guys. This show at the end is like if Utena and Princess Tutu and Madoka Magica...
invaded, like, an idol show?
Yeah, or like, all went and visited Kaleidostar. That, like, that's what the end of this episode is. Now, I'm not saying that the show will live up to any of those, that, like, all, any of that greatness. I'm not saying it was, like, that's how great it was, but it was, like, thematically and sort of, like, the things that it's combining, it's surreal, it's unexpected.
So Karen is very concerned that Hikari is, like, shutting herself off and not talking to anybody. And before this, one of the other girls seems like, who's kind of like, nobody super big in the class, but a decent actress in the class, is like, you know, there could be lots of surprises this year. We're doing Starlight Review again, but I think there are going to be some surprises. And she seems like to know something and be really aggressive. And you just figure maybe she has some kind of in or something. But yeah, Karen's looking for a friend, and she's like, oh, she's running off. I'm going to, you know, see her and maybe talk to her, find out what's going on with her, why she's so distant from me, why she's so distant from the classes. And she sees her go into this elevator, and she hits a button, and all of a sudden, you might as well hear Mikage go deeper, because she is suddenly in, like, a Ikahara magical elevator that shoots her to the stage where Hikari and the other girl are, like, fighting a magical battle with stage equipment and magical weapons and a talking giraffe, which seems to be behind the duel.
Yeah, the draft starts talking to Karen in the stands. Karen interferes in this death match? I don't know. And, you know, the visuals are, they saved all their animation budget for this, you know, ending sequence. And she interferes. Hikari is really angry at the very end. Probably because my guess is she's like, I was doing this to save you or whatever. And that's why she'll be mad that Karen interfered. But yeah, so it just brings in all of these things that, while I do not feel that the show adequately hints at beforehand, it does somewhat hint at things not being as they seem on hindsight. You're like, okay, a little bit. Maybe not this extreme, but yes, something weird is going on. So, of course, we're left with, like, tons of questions and no answers by the end of the episode. And we don't know, you know, how much is going to be explained in the subsequent episode of... It doesn't seem as though they're magical girls, but who the heck knows? I mean, that's the thing. And that's why I wanted to say that I don't necessarily know if thematically it's going to live up to... So the many great magical girl shows that have complicated themes about feminism and war and psychology and so many things. Like, I don't know if that's going to happen, but it's certainly more possible than when we were watching the first half of the episode.
It definitely, that first half is supposed to kind of lull you into a... stupor. It's supposed to be like, all right, you know what this is. Here's your candy cereal. Eat it up. And it's not bad candy cereal, but it is what it is. Candy cereal. And then it's like, what? Sorry.
I think it's clear how shocking it was for us because I don't know if we've ever done a spoiler review for a SWAT review because it's generally not necessary. But we just had to talk about it. I mean, it's just the most unexpected thing. And we were kind of joking about it before. Like, once she gets to the elevator, we're sort of joking about it being something crazy, and then it happens, so...
The dream, I think, was the big hint, although, like you said, they start changing the directorial style, but we were all making the go deeper Black Rose arc jokes, and then when it happens, you're like, wait, did we just, like, joke this into happening?
Yeah, I didn't look it up before doing this podcast, but I'd wonder if any of the staff have worked on any of the shows that we've mentioned. I think that would be interesting. And I want to also say that it makes me go back to that dream, though, because if that's not far-fetched, it's very interesting and maybe hints at what is going on or what's going to happen. And if there is indeed some sort of, like, dark element to this, because I feel as though that's the only thing that is not clear. Like, that dream has definitely a dark tone to it, but when she goes to this world, it's sort of just crazy and not necessarily, like, super dark. It's just weird. So I'm interested to see, are these rivalries deadly? Are people going to be truly angry and, like, resentful and have all these emotions bubbling up, much like an Utena-esque duel? The possibilities are there. So at the very least, I definitely want to see a few episodes to see if what the themes are going to be. Because I don't think we know that yet.
No, I mean, there is, like, taking the center stage. But no, it very much seems to... The main purpose of this seemed to be to... set up almost like the fake show and then show you the real show. But I feel, it's going to be the next few episodes that the greater story and kind of the direction, hopefully, the direction that the story wants to go in will actually reveal itself.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @ReverseThieves. @NartakiRT and @HisuiRT.